paper diagrams, or the one good argument against visual programming languages. This is an honest argument, not a straw man at all. Hand-drawn diagrams are fast, and never a mere doodle. First of all, paper and pencil are not what it seems when your mind is filled with all kinds of superpowers. We make fun of people who do quantum mechanics with little more than pen, paper, and strong coffee, but there is nothing funny about it. We are navigators. A pencil and a nice clean piece of paper will absolutely multiply our abilities, so as long as you are navigating through thick complexity. And hand-drawn diagrams are equally useful when you are learning and when you are pushing boundaries. So as long as your notebooks are nice and always ready and your pencil is sharp, learning programming will be much faster when you are diagramming, when you are actually down in there within the complexity. And if you splurge on not sketching but the thicker drawing paper and use a one-sided dual-tipped marker, it will all become art. The more seasoned programmers get used to their little machines and paper, and they don't want to give them up. They become really good at mapping massive systems, breaking them down, and rebuilding them as even more powerful without ever touching a keyboard. Giving that up is highly questionable. And it may not be possible for a program that requires multiple clicks, like that old shutdown menu that asks you if you want to sleep or shut it down, to ever even come close to that beautiful and fast madness of marker and paper. Now here I must say that a powerful visual programming language eliminates the need for programming, even if it takes some practice at first. And by practice, I mean doing what speedrunners do. If modeling a program becomes as pleasant as playing a computer game, visual programming languages may just triumph over paper as well. Personally, I do not think that messing with a person's internal art of programming is good at all. It won't make them better, perhaps ever. My discovery of awaiting all pipes to submit data, in other words, waiting on dry pipes, is one strong example that will give a professional pause. Because they can map out an entire organization or a flow and wait for all the HR ladies and departments and downloads and AI to finish before their program continues on to the next node. It takes a while to see that as a flow control alternative, but once you see some lines in green and others in gray, your diagrams do feel like they are stuck in time, especially on a Friday afternoon when searching for a bug. In a visual program, you can see what is not working, what is not returning data by just looking for gray lines. When I first saw the rather amusing tragedy of marble diagrams, I added animated marbles to my user interface tests. I'm experimenting with slowing down or pausing time in my language, and seeing the marbles come to a crawl for debugging, I think will give everyone pause. To be clear, all the magnificent things about functional reactive programming become greatly simplified under a visual programming language. So much so that many complex functions can be reduced to a checkbox. Such is the case with combine latest. It is a checkbox of whether or not to await pipes. Now, I am one of the people who will not give up diagrams. They just make me so much smarter that it would be a shame. But I usually take to entertaining my brain by refining small puzzles, such as JavaScript signals. My diagrams show very clearly that signal dependencies are absolutely dumb. 32 lines of code is all it takes to make a signal, and it is perfect without untangling dependencies by mangling context. But again, as I sat down today to integrate with browser storage and web extension storage by way of adapters and an intermediate table, I was really just manipulating visual programming concepts, straight up FRP. Diagram or not, in 10 years, I will not remember what I was doing in there. I may not want to remember. Now, if I wrote this out in a visual program, even in 50 years, I would be able to watch it all come to life on this screen like a movie. I would be able to remember all the unspoken things that I left out. I would surely have no problem whatsoever understanding the entire symphony of the things.